With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The fade outs on these songs are just crazy with this system. We need to, like, that needs to be fixed. Seems, you know what I mean? Like, boom, they're just gone.
Whose job is that?
Jane's, maybe? I don't know whose job that is.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure who puts the music in.
Yeah, where's
Texas?
I don't know.
Seems like someone needs to do that. Let's talk about Jussie Smollett.
Smollett,
however you say the guy's
name.
I'm
very curious to hear where this goes from yesterday because I didn't follow up on it at all yesterday.
I'm just going to give you the roundup, everything that I've had since the whole thing broke. So the whole setup for the attack started with a text. This guy just does not know. I mean, first of all, he paid these guys with a check. Yeah. They have them on video buying the items. It's well known that they know each other. They made a 3-minute call an hour and a half before the attack. This is why he didn't want to show his phone records. He called these dudes and then he called them again for an 8-minute call the next day. Way to cover your tracks, buddy. He, by the way, went on set yesterday. He went to work. Turned himself in at 5 a.m., got booked, released on $100,000 bail. There was a hearing and he was released, went to the set. I guess when he finally came out of his dress, he was late and he finally came out of his dressing room and his face was swollen like he'd been crying his eyes out.
Aww.
And so they said, look, you got to go get it together. We'll cut your scenes later, tape your scenes later. But he did do some taping. Meanwhile, Fox is like, we don't know what we're going to do. I mean, I think it's pretty clear that you write this character off the show. He dies tragically on his way to the set, to the recording studio in the on the show Empire. And then there were a lot of just little details that came out. So it starts with a text message. About 4 days before the allegedly staged attack went down, something along the lines of, I need you to do something for me on the down low. I don't have the exact quote in front of me. I'm sure I'll get to it. I have 20 pages of stuff on him. And then they met in person.
This is his accomplice, him and his accomplices.
The two brothers, the two beefcakes. They are bodybuilders to the extreme. Oh, by the way, he used to score ecstasy off them, too, is what TMZ is reporting. So fun.
A trainer and a drug dealer.
As far as the letter goes, because this whole thing really started with a threatening letter that arrived at the Empire production studios about 8 days before this alleged attack. And it's addressed to Jussie. It looks like someone wrote it with their left hand. It's all letters cut out of a magazine that say really terrible epithets, racial and sexual.
But it's now believed he wrote that. He sent that to
the
himself.
The Chicago police superintendent stated that as though it was fact, and the feds are saying, we don't know. It's too soon to say that definitively. However, when they searched these brothers' apartment, the two brothers who are the accomplices, allegedly, in this whole thing, they did find some magazines that had pages torn out. So now they're trying to find original issues of those magazines to see if the letters in question were on those pages, because it was, you know, it looked like a ransom note with all the letters cut out. The other thing that they're talking about is that the wounds that he appeared to have, they're saying that was most likely self-inflicted because these dudes were totally dressed for the weather and had gloves on. Also, there's more surveillance footage that shows the two dudes sitting on a bench near where the attack happened, like waiting, you know. Waiting for the appropriate time to go and intercept him. So there's a lot of pretty damning evidence. But he went on set yesterday and he said, I'm sorry that I haven't been answering my phone and I'm sorry that all of this is bringing all this attention, but I swear to God, I did not do this.
He said that?
To his castmates. He swore up and down, I promise you I was not behind this. I swear to God that I'm not, that I didn't do this. And they all went, okay, I don't know what to do with that. Let's just go ahead and do the shoot that we're supposed to be doing. So
deny everything.
Deny, deny, deny. And yeah, he is maintaining his innocence. The Chicago police, as you know, as you, if you heard the press conference yesterday, and we played a few clips of it on our show in the 8 o'clock hour. Chicago police say Jussie Smollett staged his attack because he was unhappy with his Empire salary. They say he sent that racist, homophobic letter to himself on the set of the show, and when that didn't get him the attention he wanted, he paid the Osundiero brothers to attack him. Not clear how he figured that would get him a raise, but that's apparent. According to the police superintendent yesterday, he, I think that was part of his opening statement. This guy just wanted more money. Mm. So he turned himself in at 5 o'clock in the morning yesterday, was released on a $100,000 bond. He was ordered to surrender his passport. He's facing up to 3 years in prison, a $25,000 fine for falsifying a police report. He didn't have much to say in court, but the judge lit into him saying, "The most vile and despicable part of it, if it's true, is the noose. That symbol conjures up such evil in this country's history." Jussie issued a statement saying he fiercely and solemnly maintains his innocence. Yeah, the whole, there's the paid by check and the scratching his own face because of the gloves. Here's the quote from the Empire set. He was very emotional, told the cast and crew, quote, "I'm sorry I've put you all through this and not answered any calls. I wanted to say I'm sorry, and you know me. I would never do this to any of you. You are my family. I swear to God I did not do this." And then it goes on to say, reportedly, he did film a scene. Fox and the show's producers had said earlier in the day that they're evaluating the situation and considering their options. There was, he was on that show, Drop the Mic. They've shelved that episode.
Who was, does it say who he was going against?
It does. Hold on. Let me find it.
I love that show. It's fun.
He was going against Danielle Brooks from Orange is the New Black. Mm. New Black. So some kind of rap battle. Unfortunately, also appearing on that same show, Clay Aiken and Ian Ziering. So we're never going to get to see that.
Oh, man.
I know.
That
oh,
sounds
God,
boring.
The tragic. Boy, the hits just keep coming. Yeah, so, and here's the story about the feds saying, yes, we're investigating, and I think it sounds like they're concurring that it seems likely that he sent himself that or had that letter sent to him by those brothers with the magazines that they found at the house. But they're saying it's too early to say that definitively.
I'm really surprised. I don't know why, but I'm surprised he's keeping to his story.
I'm with you.
It's
desperation.
Many people would say that's the right thing to do, and I've told you stories about things that have happened in my life where someone was doing stuff to me and they were denying it the whole time, and they denied it to the point where I started to feel like maybe I'm going crazy. Maybe I didn't have what I thought I had, and I'm accusing someone of stealing from me when I didn't even have it. And you start to get like dizzy from this denial is so profound. Even though I'm like, no, I know I had that. This person is robbing. I can see their footprint, and my window has been pulled out.
Is your brother stealing
my
your
brother
weed?
Stealing stuff from me. Mm-hmm. It was just that it's like to the point where I was.
That was good Sherlock Holmesing, though. You know, the footprint. And yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. I'm losing money. I'm losing stuff. But denied it. Over, like.
Deny, deny.
I am
deny.
Holding my fist over your face. I got you by the shirt. I'm going to clobber you. Nope, wasn't me, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like, I have you dead to rights. I have you.
You're caught.
Yeah. Nope.
Well,
yeah, I think I've been framed.
I don't know if.
It's probably Nick.
If this person will ever, you know, have that apology where they go, okay, I give up.
Well, he needs to, but it doesn't sound like he's going
to. It doesn't sound like he's going to win anything by apologizing. No one will go, oh, okay, well, then come back to work. Right? He wins nothing by that.
Nothing.
So.
There was they're also saying that apparently there was some white powder in that letter that got sent. It turns out to be crushed ibuprofen.
Ugh.
Some of the cast members on Empire were, as you might imagine, very upset that he was there. Like, what are you doing here? We defended you when this first came out, and you've made us look like idiots. Mm. Effing furious is the quote here. They feel that if Fox honchos don't fire Jussie, that Jussie Smollett should quit on his own. He doesn't deserve a spot on the show, is what they're saying. They're worried about the show's reputation. Apparently, there are people on the cast and crew who believe Jussie's telling the truth because they can't fathom him pulling off a hoax like this. By the way, he didn't pull it off, dudes. fathom it. He screwed it up.
707 says, did you ever stop to think the brothers are lying? They flipped the script because they were guilty?
That did occur to me today. The damning part of it is that he wrote them a check and made several phone calls to them before and after the attack.
It's the phone calls, and I have it right in front of me. Police tapped into Chicago's vast network of surveillance cameras to track down these people. They have access to more than 32,000 cameras mounted on buildings, poles, train tunnels, and buses. The people he says attacked him,
They
don't exist. It has to be these two people that they have sweated for. And so, yeah, maybe they lied, but then why are there checks? Why are there phone calls?
Right.
Why is there
a text where something needs to happen on the down low? Hey, I need to talk to you about something that we got to keep on the low. I'm like, okay. I suppose they could be making it up. And I was about to say, and we'll never know, but we know. I think it's pretty clear. We know what happened here.
I don't know, but I do think that what's unfortunate is by holding on to a story and saying he didn't do this, there will be people who will continue to defend him publicly and otherwise. And they'll be the ones who ultimately get hung out as more evidence comes forward. And maybe ultimately he admits it. Looks and then like they'll be the ones going, oh, whoops.
Boy, I feel like a dummy. All right, that's it for that. Yeah, I think we've got, is there anything else we need to talk to about
415, I forgot about this. 415 says, Sarah, don't forget that they took Uber to the crime scene the night of the incident. I did read that.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I guess they might have decided to do this on their own.
What about the video of them buying the masks?
I know.
And all the stuff.
I mean, come on. The check. I mean, dude, you wrote them a check.
It was for training, Sarah.
Training. It's a pretty expensive training session.
Yeah.
This is all we know of this guy, you know? I'd never heard of him either. All right, everybody have their Oscar ballot. I want to go through a couple of these.
Yeah, I've already done mine.
Oh, you already filled it out?
It's done.
Oh.
I'm ready.
What do you want to start with?
Well, best picture, obviously.
And by the way, if people want to get their own ballots, Hooman posted on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yeah, so there's a link to this same ballot, and you can fill it out, and then, you know, let's just do like the top six or so.
Okay.
You know, director, the acting. But there's every single category is on here, so we can go through and... We should all fill them all out. I think that'd be kind of funny. So best picture, you got Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star is Born, and Vice. I have not seen Roma. I know that's the favorite to win. But I am holding out for Green Book because of the ones. And listen, I saw Bohemian Rhapsody. I saw Black Panther. I saw The Favorite. I saw A Star is Born. All solid movies. The best movie I saw this year was Green Book. So I'm going to go Green Book. Is everyone else going Roma?
No, I'm 100% not going Roma.
What do you
think? So I really want Vice to win, but since we're picking the
what
film
we think
that
will win,
I'm going to pick Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, you think Bohemian Rhapsody will win? That is a good movie.
But it should be Vice.
Okay.
Why?
Love it.
Because you like boring movies?
No.
Yes.
Deep. That's... So deep.
Best director, Spike Lee for Black Klansman. Powell Pawlowski for a movie called Cold War.
I didn't see that.
Yorgos Lanthimos for The Favorite. Alfonso Cuarón for Roma. And Adam McKay for Vice. I don't know.
I picked Spike Lee. Hey, let me ask you a question.
I'm going to pick Alfonso because I think he'll probably win.
When was the last time the best picture at the Oscars was a classic? like one that will live on, not one that just
grab
was
the
good
list
that
of the
year.
Last, the like, last few. Well, didn't Titanic win?
Yeah, but that's a long time ago.
But it's still, it's a classic.
But
I
okay,
still
so
get
if you'll call
that,
okay, so then is that the last time?
I don't know.
Just hold
I
on.
Don't think Shape of Water is going to still be talking
no,
about 25 years
it won't
from now.
Be. That's what I mean. That's yeah. the question.
When's... So Birdman was 2015. Spotlight was 2016. 12 Years a Slave. Would you consider 12 Years a Slave?
That'll hold up.
How about Argo? What
no.
about Argo?
No.
What about The King's Speech?
Oh, that's a great movie.
That is a good movie.
Is
what
it?
Year was that?
2011.
Except it's not a classic.
It's not a classic.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, but the thing is, it's hard to tell if it's a classic or not. Like, go back. For like, you don't know if it'll get shown in schools or, you know, maybe it does become a classic.
How about Slumdog Millionaire?
That's a great movie.
Vinny!
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God, you'd love it. It's so, oh, my God, Frida Pinto's in that.
I know.
You gotta watch. You gotta watch that movie.
What about The Departed?
That's a great movie.
Vinny!
I love that movie.
All right,
is that
a classic?
I'm asking you. The question is to the movie reviewer, not to me. I'm okay. not asking
think,
myself questions.
Would it hold up still? And I would say it would. You could watch that tonight and be like, oh, man, great movie.
If it was up to me, I mean.
That's, I'm asking you, when is the last time a classic won
I'd have
the
to say
Oscar?
I'd have to say Gladiator in 2000.
Oh, really?
2001.
All right.
Yeah.
I never think about that movie.
Oh, I think about that movie all the time. I've watched it 100 times.
Oh, wow.
My God,
Sarah. Well, you know what? I guess classics
Phoenix.
In the eye of the beholder, right? Okay, actress in a lead role. I don't know if I have time to do any of these. Let's just do leading role ones. Yalitza Aparicio for Roma, Glenn Close for The Wife, Olivia Colman for The Favourite. She plays the queen in that. Lady Gaga for Star is Born, and Melissa McCarthy, Can You Ever Forgive Me? I've heard a lot of buzz about Melissa McCarthy, believe it or not.
Yeah, she's
really?
Not gonna win. She's not going to win.
So you think the chick from Roma will? I think Glenn Close is going to win. She's been. It feels like I haven't seen that movie
so
yet.
So it's interesting
but
you
everybody's,
say that. Every, but
she's winning all the other awards.
She is, but she's also, like, you know, never. She's never won an Academy Award. And if they're going to give it to her, they might give it to her because she's been nominated so many times.
So who did you pick?
I picked Olivia Colman.
She is great as the queen. Go ahead.
I picked Glenn Close.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Anybody else want to say what they picked for that?
I picked Lady Gaga.
Oh.
You know what the thing about, I haven't seen any of these movies, so I have no reference for anything other than I'm like, Lady Gaga. I'll
all right, we're going to actor in a lead role. Christian Bale for Vice, Bradley Cooper for Star is Born, Willem Dafoe for At Eternity's Gate, Rami Malek as Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, Viggo Mortensen for Green Book. I thought Viggo was so great. I know he's not winning, but I'm picking him anyway. He was so great in that
Why movie. Isn't he winning?
He won't win. It'll be somebody else.
It'll be Rami or Christian.
Yeah.
Oh,
see,
I think Rami.
So did you pick Rami?
Yeah, but someone wrote in and said he's just mimicking somebody. He didn't like come up with a character. Well, to me, that's acting.
That is acting.
He's
I don't
playing
understand
the role
why.
Of.
Why isn't that?
Isn't that what everyone's doing?
In
every role.
That's what I thought.
Right.
But texters have spoken.
Well, Rami, I think is going to win. Seems like he's going to run away with it, but it should be Viggo. Okay, that's all we have time for. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Men on their wedding day. A guy who makes a last gasp effort to save his love.
Oh.
How does it go? Dun, dun, dun!
Find out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. It's a Third Eye Blind weekend on Alice. All this weekend, listen every hour from noon to 5 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to Third Eye Blind and Jimmy Eat World, June 15th at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. Caller number 9 at the Q. He's living that semi charm kind of life. Yeah,
baby. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the Subaru True Love event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening. Mostly dry this weekend.
That's good.
Way more rain, though, next week. So get ready for it.
All right. If I can have a nice weekend, I'll accept that.
I don't know. I didn't say nice. I said mostly dry this weekend.
Seems nicer than rain.
Right.
Seems kind of nice.
Yeah.
Comparatively. It's pretty clear out right now.
It's good.
So, you know, get ready for, I don't think it's going to be as bad as the past two storms, but then again, I'm basing that on nothing but a hopeful guess.
I like your science,
buddy. I just have a hopeful guess that it can't possibly continue to be as bad as it's been.
It's been bad.
Teachers in Oakland, California, prepared for another day of strikes as parents and students applauded their demands by keeping city classrooms empty.
Oh.
So that was the school district's hope, was the kids would come and they put people there in order to keep an eye on the kids. They're saying here that most of the kids have stayed home. 3,000 teachers are on strike over pay, class sizes, and other issues. So we'll see.
Well, good luck, teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You do an incredibly important job.
It's unfortunate. As I thought about this, and we discussed it earlier, what, an hour ago or whatever, I thought about, how would I advise my kids coming up if they said, I want to be a teacher? I feel like I'd have a hard time encouraging them.
Mm.
Isn't that sad?
It
is
sad.
It's one of the most important gigs. I can still look back. I remember, I've told you guys this, I can remember teachers at pivotal points in my life.
That is absolutely the school experience.
Right, like, that reached for my hand and helped me get through stuff where I was going down. I mean, there's no question.
Those are people who can, they can, but on the opposite side of it, there are teachers who clearly are past the point where
coasting, sure,
and just are the opposite. Like, for every inspirational great teacher that's out there, like, look, you know, it's a calling, and there's real burnout factor, because I had some pretty mean teachers too. Hard asses.
So anyway, yeah, I'd feel like I'd say to them something along the lines of, be prepared to be broke.
Mm.
Because that seems to be the way.
Marry well, ladies.
I'm super sad to say that to you, but you won't get the compensation for your efforts.
But you know what? For some people, it is a calling. And that's, you know, what they were born to do is teach. So thanks to the people who do it. Because Vinny's not going to let his kids do it.
According to a new survey.
Tell them to be professors. There's a little more money in that.
Well, look, I mean, I think that's what it comes down to, is I'll encourage them to do whatever they want. But I feel like I hate to splash cold water on you, right, but be prepared to be broke.
You want
to
be able to make a living.
You know, a lot of texters wrote in, you just said my life, and this was a teacher that's got a bunch of roommates.
Right.
And that's what you had just said.
Grown
people. A grown person
people.
With roommates.
Yep. Fun.
No.
Oh, no. Not fun.
No. Not what you...
Keeps you young. No. No.
You
try to have a relationship when you have four roommates and you're 45 years old.
Yeah, we got to sneak in past my roommates.
707 says, beginning of the school year, my son's third grade teacher talked about future careers, told all of them not to be teachers.
Oh, my God.
It's rough to be that splash of water. It really is.
Well, and they actually say there are shortages of good teachers. Yes. Places are like, we need some teachers. And they're not there. So I wonder why. And they're out protesting in front of the Oakland schools.
According to a new survey, 2/3 of men say they've been dreaming about their wedding since they were little kids.
Oh.
2/3 of men.
Dreaming about it.
Uh-huh.
What about you, Vin?
2/3 of men also say they're just excited as their spouse on their wedding day or more.
That's so funny. Vinny.
Was John excited? Is he thrilled? Did you have to run to keep up as he got down the aisle?
He's already at the end. You walk up to him. Yeah, you'll be standing up there and watch her.
He'll already be there.
He'll already be there. You will.
Waiting.
Yeah, I would say that John definitely, I would say he cared more than I did about, like, the nuts and bolts of the wedding. Like, I was like, oh, my mom's going to plan it. It's fine. I'll just do whatever she says. I just wanted nothing to do with it. I mean, I picked, like, what colors, I guess. Can't really, I think I went and got, I did go get a wedding gown. But she figured out the flowers and all that stuff. But John really wanted to be included in all the, he's like, your mom's doing all the collar. So, yeah, and he did.
He did?
Hell yeah.
The average man has 5 panic moments during the wedding planning process and the planning and 5.
How many have you had so far?
Panic moments?
Yes.
Well, I just had one a few minutes ago on the air as we discussed what will become of me.
Yeah.
If things don't go well, that was a true panic moment.
Listen, man, it's Friday. Let it go.
I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I have to. What choice do I have?
None. Zero choice. The machine is working right now. Drawing you ever closer to its maw.
Oh, man. You're not helpful.
That's why.
You're not helping at all.
It's so fun.
Is it?
It is.
Is it?
It is fun. And it's great. You're marrying the right person. You have 2 kids in a house. You're fine, Vinny. Everything's going to be fine.
The 5 planning areas that men are most involved in are who's in the wedding party, the guest list, the budget, picking the date, and the invitations.
Oh. Are you going to help with the flowers? And did you go to tastings for the cake and the food?
No.
Oh. Well, sometimes it's better if someone says, I don't care about that. And then the woman can go or whoever can go and do it on their own.
The woman in question just went back to work. So
good thing she got a lot of this in place
everything
before.
Everything has ceased. All movement forward has ceased as work just started again.
Garter or no garter?
I'm going to say no garter, but again, I'm not involved in that.
Oh, that's too bad. Who wants all the single guys? All the single guys want the garter.
How many garters do you have hanging at your house?
I have 5, and I caught the one in Arizona.
You don't get to keep
them. With your bad back?
The guy didn't flick it right. It fell right in front of my feet. I just bent down and picked it up.
That must have hurt. That's probably where you threw your back out. You don't get to keep them.
Well, I've kept the other ones. I'm going to give this one
back
to
them. I
thought
you put it back on the leg of the bride.
No, you keep it.
It's his.
It's mine.
It's his.
It.
It's his
like
good luck. This means he's getting married next.
We're going to need a garter at your wedding. Just want to throw that out.
So you have
you know 5
what?
I'll buy you one, buddy. You know what?
Yeah, why don't you just hand out some
garters?
Pull
one up on Amazon right now,
you know,
and I will buy it for
you,
okay?
Can you throw it to me at the
wedding?
Yes,
at the wedding, he'll throw it to you.
Okay, buy a
probably just to shut you up at some point.
Oh, wow. Sarah,
during it. No, geez, you know, I know how you
Sarah,
are.
Best friend.
Just to shut you up.
Between burning me and burning him.
I know.
He's going to shut you up because you're burning him.
Oh, for God's
sake. So much for Friday.
Oh, you guys misconstrue everything I say.
Oh, yeah, sure. There's a 45-year-old guy named Stephen Hart in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He had an argument with his girlfriend on Tuesday morning, and she headed off to the airport to leave him behind.
All right.
Apparently, he decided to pull a classic romantic comedy move and catch her before she could leave.
Mm. That's fun, the running through the airport. Security doesn't seem to, they seem to be bumbling and they don't stop you.
He ran into trouble right from the start, though, as he doesn't have a car.
Oh, so he had to wait for an Uber.
Well, he had to
walk,
figure it out. So he stole a Pepsi truck while the driver was unloading soda out the back.
Nice.
He sped toward the airport, but unfortunately rear-ended a school bus.
Boy.
Luckily, there weren't any kids on the bus at the time, so no one was hurt. But he was arrested for larceny and attempted escape.
He didn't like hop in the school bus and keep going on his
raucous
ride to the
airport.
After
the crash, he did jump out of the Pepsi truck and continue to, you know,
head toward the airport.
Right. But he was arrested and they added that attempted escape to the charges.
Well, it sounds like this girl made the right decision.
No word on whether he was able to catch her.
No, I'm going to say he didn't, and that's all for the best. Jesus. That's funny, though.
That is funny.
I mean, not
he
funny.
He loves her.
Yeah, sure.
He loves
that's
her
why
so much.
That's why the fight happened. is her.
A dentist in Virginia Beach named Gary Hartman recently had his license suspended because he'd been offering people free dental work in exchange for being his drug mules. He was fixing their teeth and writing unnecessary prescriptions for things like Vicodin and Oxycontin, and then they'd give him the pills and he'd sell them. So,
it's a pretty good scam.
I won't charge you for your dental work if you're willing to bring me the prescription back that I'm about to write you.
Oh. He illegally obtained, I'll do that.
46,000 Vicodin pills over the course of several years, 20,000 muscle relaxers, 8,000 Oxycontin pills, and things like sleeping pills and anxiety meds. He was also an addict himself and tested positive for opioids, amphetamines, and marijuana.
Well, isn't that sad? You know, there's addiction at work.
Yep.
Sure. And there you are with your prescription pad.
Right.
And a good brain to think up a nice scam.
The city of Lincoln, Nebraska got about 7 inches of snow over the weekend. And now they're investigating how a plow driver took out 30 blocks worth of mailboxes on Sunday. Not 30 mailboxes, 30 blocks of mailboxes.
Jeez.
Well,
I guess
they weren't buried in 7 inches of snow.
No, they weren't. And that's the question. How did this person...
Drinking?
It doesn't say.
30 blocks.
30 blocks of mailboxes.
And
you grew up in snowy conditions, right?
Yes.
So this probably happens on occasion. The snowplow driver got your mailbox by accident.
You know, though, I have to say that sometimes on country roads and stuff, the mailbox post is set way back and there's an arm that comes out that's high enough that, so because of the snow berm, like so that a mail car can get up close enough to actually put the mail in.
Mm.
So, and I think the plow can get under it. I don't know.
Do you think any of the mailboxes were the fancy mailboxes? If I ever owned a house, I always wanted a fancy mailbox.
Oh, like what kind of fancy mailbox? What do you mean? Like one that's on like the top of a statue's holding
one that's
the...
has like a brass pole attached to it.
Oh, a brass pole.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about that? The fancy mailbox?
No. Oh. I just have a regular old mailbox. I guess I'll think about it now. Human.
A brass pole?
Like it's set on a brass pole?
Here,
or...
I'll bring it.
Please
in.
Do.
Oh,
I would love to
you
see
you have
the dream of the fancy mailbox.
He's bookmarked the mailbox he'll get.
Let's see this.
Is that it?
That's pretty.
It is pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's really,
let me see that
really
fancy.
Nicely done.
Wow, that is, that's not a brass pole. That's like a full-on, house support pillar. I mean, that is beautiful. Look at the house behind there. Is
nice
that,
sweater.
Is that your dream house?
He has a God sweatshirt on.
Of course he does. Oh, is that the one that he got for Christmas?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah, that's a nice looking mailbox.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. Where'd you get that?
I didn't know that people dreamed of.
Someone sent it in and said, don't open till Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right. He got a Valentine's Day gift, and I kept it under my desk.
I don't know who Desi is, but Desi sent it in.
Well, he seems like a nice boy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Desi.
Is it Des from our promotion department?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Des. It's Des.
Oh.
I don't know him that well, but if it's from him, thank you.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Listen to the podcast, The Dropout. It's all about Elizabeth Holmes and her company and the deception. This is a movie. There's a TV show that's going to be on HBO called The Inventor. And I saw it as it tagged onto one of the shows I'm watching. I don't know.
Okay, so it could just be a movie about it.
They called it a documentary, so I don't know if it's several parts or one part.
But it's about a business that was here in the Bay Area, a tech business. And all of the footage I'm seeing shows the Apple campus and Stevens Creek. I'm all...
Look at that.
I go to Whole Foods right there. Yeah. Sheesh. Mm-hmm. What's going on? But it's about that lady. She's on trial for having scammed millions.
Over a billion. She should have run for it when she had the chance.
Oh, here it is. Elizabeth Holmes is on trial now. There's a podcast, a Jennifer Lawrence movie, and a book.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Lawrence movie.
How exciting. Mm. The Inventor.
Oh, the book is called Bad Blood.
Oh, I get it, because it's about blood.
Right.
Not one drop of blood. Science just wasn't there. It didn't matter. She was raising money. It's a good scam. But she's dumb, because she should have got out of the country. I mean, duh, Elizabeth.
I love that little evil laugh you had there. That was neat.
What? Oh, no, what's the matter?
Wasn't the lottery supposed to fix this problem with the schools? There's $242 billion sitting in the lottery pool. Give it to the teachers. The system's so flawed.
I know. You know what I heard about the lottery? Because they say it's actually sort of misdirection that the lottery is paying for schools. What happens is, like, certain amount does go to the schools, and then the state gives that much less to the schools.
Oh, that's like the way it works?
It's like apparently some total scam that they can give the money. It's just, you know, honestly, when you're looking for ways to gyp education, that's pretty pathetic.
It is.
This is like the state of our schools is an absolute failure of our government.
Yes.
They should be ashamed.
Is Gavin going to step into Oakland?
That'd be great if he did. I doubt it. Nobody. Shame. Like, all politicians suck.
Oh.
All of them.
Shame. Shame. 310 says, "Hey, Vinny, Christina's future boyfriend here. Thanks for working so hard to provide this awesome house. Oh, and leave the Mercedes.
You can keep the minivan.
Thanks, bro. It's a van, Sarah.
It's a minivan, Vinny. Own it. Jesus."
707 says, "Vinny, if it ends, you're only out cash and property. You'll have two things that are much more valuable." What? Daughters.
Of course, their mom will poison them against you.
Yeah, and, you know, they'll never get
there. Always have their hand out.
That loser.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Mom said, "Mom's new boyfriend's great. We call him Daddy."
I had this one buddy who was married.
That one's right here in the heart, Sarah. Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have to stick it out, Vin. What, human?
I had this one buddy who was who had a kid with this woman, and as soon as he had this kid with her, he was like, "Oh my god, this chick is the most manipulative person in the world." And he said, "Listen, we can't stay together." Like, and she goes, "If you don't stay with me and have another kid, I'm going to turn this one kid against you." And he said, "I can't be with you." And she made it so the little daughter would never talk to her father when she was with him. It was torture. It was unbearable.
Yeah, but you can't have another kid with a person who would do that.
Yeah. Right.
I know, but
like,
now,
she's blackmailing you to your face.
He did do the right thing.
He did do the right thing, but he still had to deal with the one that was in existence.
Well, and the hope would be, in that situation, I'd be like, "Oh, we're not having any more kids and I'm out of here." But you just have to hope once the kid's old enough, you can say, "Look, I'm sorry that
your
things
mom
got
is a
like
horrible
that,
person.
Yeah. I'm right here. If you want to establish a relationship, let's try to do that.
I've always loved you. I always will."
Right?
And just because you've been drinking the poison doesn't mean you can't get the hell out of there and come live with your dad now.
209 goes, "Can I just say, Vinny, you're brutally honest when you let us into your life. That can't be comfortable at the house sometimes." It can't. It's not.
Yeah.
No.
You really need to put that shield up, dude. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. New music. It's Friday.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.